American Samoa's best music mix, 93 KHJ. We welcome in studio now Chrissy Lutu Sanchez. We also have Fatima Lankildi and Eleanor Lutu McMoore. And we're talking about Able. Now, you may have heard about this before. We've had them on the air. This is the Agency for Better Living Endeavors. That's what it's an acronym for. And we are promoting an awareness month coming up. So Chrissy, Fatima, Eleanor, good to see you ladies here. And thanks for making time to come on out here and promote this.
Well, good morning, John. And it's a beautiful day out there. And, you know, before everything, we give thanks to our Father in heaven for blessing us with another beautiful day, the breath of life and good health and all that good stuff. So we must praise him every day when we get up in the morning and thank God for loving us and caring for us. And it's awesome. He's an awesome God. We're here this morning, John, because next month, November, is Alzheimer's month. And, you know, it's very important that our people are aware of this disease. And it's very important that we must give the word out to our community and do awareness of how to deal with this kind of disease. It's very important to have our caregivers at home know this symptoms of the disease, and it's mostly with the elderly. And it's very important that our caregivers at home and the families are aware of it and take care of it. And so that's why we're here this morning with these beautiful daughters. I call them my daughters because I've Etienne, Afua, every time I talk about them, I just have emotional feelings about them because I have a special part in my heart for them. And I've always been helping the girls out with Alzheimer's month. And so we're here this morning. And I'm going to give it to Chrissy so she can start off with our program this morning. Thank you, John.
All right. Morning, Chrissy.
Morning, John. Thank you so much for having us on your station this morning. Thank you, Fatima, for that intro. And so, yeah, we wanted to acknowledge the Honorable Governor Lemanu. He has, and the previous administration as well, they've always lent support to this month, the Alzheimer's Awareness Month. And once again, they've also proclaimed November 2021 as the Alzheimer's Awareness Month. And it's actually Alzheimer's and dementia-related diseases. And many of us here on island actually talk about it, but don't necessarily know what is it. And so in the next month, we're going to have several programs throughout the month televised as well. Starting November 2nd, there will be a few panel discussions, and we will continue the discussion. The whole idea, as Fatima mentioned, is to talk about it in open. What is it? How is it affecting our island community? More importantly, how is it affecting our families? And we are such a proud people, we are here in American Samoa, that when there is a change, especially for someone that is older, our elderly, people don't like to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And people, it's almost like a stigma to bring it up in public. And they kind of try to hide it so that people don't, you know, everything for some reason is an image. It's the image that you want to keep. But we want to share with the community, it's that image of your loved one that you want to maintain. Don't change your love for someone because they are afflicted with this, because they did not choose to get Alzheimer's or any other dementia-related disease. And so that's the whole idea.
What is Alzheimer's? Obviously, most people know what it is, but just in case they don't, can you tell us what Alzheimer's, what exactly it is?
Sure, John. And in the proclamation, the first line, and it actually is a very good summary of it, it reads, Alzheimer's disease is an irreversible and progressive brain disease that slowly erodes precious memories, thinking skills, and the ability to perform simple tasks. And so it continues progressing year after year. Obviously, everyone is different, and the speed, it differs for every individual, but it doesn't have a cure. And so that's very unfortunate, and hopefully one of these days soon, that will change, for many of us, you know, it, and Ellie's gonna, my sister Eleanor is gonna talk a little bit more, if you don't mind, about what's on the
Hey, Eleanor.
Morning, John. Thank you for having us this morning. It is also in the United States, it's the sixth leading cause of death in the nation. It is also, since COVID, it's increased by 16%. These are just some of the stats that we've also gotten from the national level. But we have, as Fatima and Chrissy discussed, we have a lot of events planned for the month of November. The first is our wave on the first on Monday. We're inviting everyone to please come out and support our wave. This is at 6:30 at Utsule.
Wear purple.
Yeah, wear purple. Come, because that's our color, is purple. So please come out and support. We want to really raise awareness, not only locally, but we have a lot of different messages and awareness information on our social media page. So we do have a page on Facebook. So please, if you have not liked our...
Like our page.
Yeah, or follow us.
So that you can get all the notifications.
All right.
Yeah, and our calendar is shared on there. Other than the wave, we on the 19th, the theme for this year is Making Memories. So we are partnering with TAWA as well as DIWA, because they deal with different generations. And this workshop is bridging the different generations. They come together and do an interactive activity. Mm-hmm. Not only so that they can complete the project, but it's mainly so then our elderly have that time to share stories, you know, with the younger generation, or even if it's it's also with the caregivers, because we always overlook the stress that the caregivers are going through. So this is something that we can do for them. Our panel discussions that we have with KVCK, it's very informational. We're bringing in all the different agencies with the government and NGOs to share the different resources that they do have available. We're also bringing the doctors to share more information on what it is. You know, just because someone is forgetful doesn't necessarily equate to them having Alzheimer's. So there is a difference between Alzheimer's and other dementia-related diseases.
Are you able to make that diagnosis here? Do we have the wherewithal to do that at LBJ? Or do you suggest somebody maybe does a trip off island and get some, I don't know, scans or whatever they do to determine that?
So right now, they can only clinically
diagnose
someone. I believe...
But we don't have a neurologist on island.
Yeah.
But they do go through all of the symptoms and so forth. And just like many of the more complicated diseases that our community have here, we don't have the specialists on island, and a lot of them get referred off island. But they do, many of our physicians here are able to obviously lead them, you know, point them to that certain path. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of other medically oriented questions, and we invite our community to come, you know, watch the panel discussions, because we will have many of our service providers on island, including Hope House, DHSS, those folks at TAWA, and DOH, as well as the physicians from LBJ, that will be talking more in detail about the signs and symptoms to watch out for, and what do you do, and how do you deal with such issues in your family, and so forth.
Any idea, I mean, without, you know, you're not a neurologist, none of us are doctors, but like, what is the first early stage or symptom of something, like be it dementia or Alzheimer's even?
I think many of us see the loss of memory.
Sundowning.
Yes, but I think even then it varies with between people, because some individuals have had great memory, and they would memorize their activities and what to say and what to read, and so it's really hard to detect something like that. But it definitely has to do with loss of memory, whether it's short-term memory. Most of the time, it's short-term memory first, and so they remember more things that happened.
Yeah, my grandfather had Alzheimer's, and he would have great recall of, like, you know, his time 20s. In elementary school, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then, like, you know, remembering his immediate family, you know, that were surrounding him, he didn't know who anybody was, you know, yeah. in the later stages. So I guess that was short-term memory versus yeah. So short-term memory would be the first to go, the stuff yeah. that's happening immediately. Mm-hmm.
And then yeah. some, yeah, and then the
several questions, and then the sundowning.
Yeah, what's sundowning? I heard you say that earlier.
It's they we see them get more anxious and irritable when the sun sets.
Okay. Oh. Hence the name sundowning.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
And then you'll see some of them, because of the loss of memory, they tend to wander. Obviously, if we knew exactly what caused it, by now they would have a cure for it. And like I said, I think every individual differs. But one of the things that happens is they start wandering, because they're just from our experience with our dad. I think they get so frustrated because yeah. they know what's supposed to happen, and they're just reaching for it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of the reason why they wander. So I think when this whole awareness thing, it's not necessarily a celebration of our loved ones, but also for our caregivers, our families, because it's really difficult to see someone you love go through that experience. And we just ask the community to lend support and be more understanding. They're not going crazy. Mm-hmm. They're not, it's a brain disease that right. they cannot control. They cannot take, well, maybe there's some supplements. There's lots of supplements that can possibly help, but there is no cure. And to be compassionate, not only to the person that's experiencing that, but also especially to the caregivers, mm-hmm. because aside from the individual itself getting really frustrated, the family also gets really frustrated, because mm-hmm. they know this person. They know that person should, quote unquote, know what to do, know better. But, you know, you can't understand what they're going through. It's in their brain. They can't share it with you because they don't understand what's happening. So it's really, really complicated. But in essence, if you just think of that person and how much you love them, then it's really simple what you need to do and the support you need to give.
Now, is there like an ongoing support? And we've kind of spelled out everything that's happening for Alzheimer's Awareness Month, but obviously, you know, Alzheimer's is, you know, it goes longer than a month. Is there an ongoing where people might have family members that are going through what you're going through and, you know, can kind of lean on one another for support?
So we started this in 2019, this campaign for Alzheimer's awareness, and it kind of died out last year because of COVID, like everything else.
Right.
But we are registering families and loved ones that are affected with Alzheimer's. And what we've done, because we're not necessarily a direct service provider, but we've the support that we're giving is connecting them mm-hmm. to the many different service providers on island. And we've actually, there's lots have developed in the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we are doing for our families. Depending on what they need, we just want to make sure that they do get the help that they need. And that's exactly what ABLE is doing. Once again, we ask you to come on Facebook and register, send us a message. Again, different families have different circumstances, and we want to be there as much as possible to offer that service and point them to the right direction, because there's lots of help available on island.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
Well, I just want to add on with our visitation with the AOA, and it was beautiful. The elderly that were all there, I think we had about 50 or 100 of them, the elderly at the AOA. And you can see the way they were looking at us, and they were so attentive, listening to us talk about Alzheimer's. and they are so full of support, of supporting next month. And they told us that day that they'll be there Monday for the wave and everything else that we're doing for next month. But I just encourage our people, our island, to come on out and just listen to these discussions, just like what Chrissy and Eleanor is saying, is very important for our family, and to have our caregivers know about this. And the, know about the signs, just like have you have asked Chrissy, what kind of signs, how do they go about in the beginning? And that is very important, so they can have all the patience, you know, for their loved ones.
Chrissy, I understand you had a couple of things that you wanted to promote that are happening for the rest of the month of November.
Yes, thank you, John. And I just wanted to invite everyone again, Monday morning, November 1st, wear purple, come to Utule Beach at 6:30 in the morning so that we can all open this month of November with a big bang and, you know, wave and show our support for our island community. It's our wave. Throughout the month on KVCK, you'll see some panel discussions. There'll be three different versions, again, with doctors and service providers, family members sharing on TV. On the 24th, we will have our final event, and hopefully we'll have a chance to come back on here before then to talk more about it. But it'll be our Making Memories run, turkey run and walk. I think you participated in the last one, John, where you bring your family, obviously, for a walk, and then the more healthy ones and sporty ones like yourself can run and win turkeys for your Thanksgiving meals with your families. We are partnering also with USET and DOH and DOA on that day, because they will also be promoting the booster vaccines for our elderly, since many of them will be there. So if it's okay with you, John, I just wanted to mention some of our partners for this Alzheimer's Awareness Month. As I mentioned, the Honorable Governor Lemanu and his support and his office's support, the American Samoa Government, Department of Health, the Department of Health and Social Services, TAWA, DIWA, the Feleti Barstow Library, Matson Shipping, thank you again, Lanu, Morris Scanlon Gas Station, USED with TAFA, DDW Internet Cafe, the Leala Reed Foundation, All-Star Signs, President of the Senate and Mrs. Tualo Fruin, Tutuila Printing, the ASG Department of Parks and Recreation, South Pacific Water Sports and Island Lubricants, the Island Engraving, and Pacific Basin Telehealth Resource Center, Island Engraving, and so many, many more that I ran out of space on my page.
All right.
So we're going to definitely acknowledge all of them on our Facebook and throughout the month. Thank you so much. And if you want to partner with us, there's lots of other ways. Please call us. Please send us a message on Facebook so that we can all do this together.
All right. Thank you so much, ladies, for coming on here today. And we look forward to seeing you out in Utule. So wear purple and check out the wave. And can we plug your Facebook page one more time for anybody that might have missed it the first go round?
It's the Agency for Better Living Endeavors.
All right. ABLE.
ABLE.
Okay. Thank you so much, Chrissy and Eleanor and Fatima, for sharing your story. And we'll be back after this on 93KHJ.